Coast to Coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And Dr. Drew, fresh from his triumphant return from Chicago, where he appeared on the Oprah television show.
Right. With the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, yes.
My sources tell me that you were called up to the sofa.
Oh, just me and Oprah, yes.
That's what my sources tell me.
What, do you have spies following me to Chicago?
The show is not aired yet,
no,
correct?
Monday.
You taped it today. It'll air on Monday. Yeah. But like I said, my sources on the inside tell me that you were called up to the sofa, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Much like on the old Tonight Show when Carson would call a comedian over to the chair after doing a set.
Right, right, right.
So how was it?
It was 45 minutes of me and Oprah.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, Drew, I'm going to watch this on Monday, so let's just be clear here for a second.
I sat here.
45 seconds of you and Oprah?
45 minutes.
You were...
sitting here.
Where did you start? And by the way, that's great radio, where Drew pulls out a Post-it notepad and says, I was here... and Oprah was here. Okay, the audience is where the audience is. Where do you start? Do you come from the audience?
Yeah.
You come from the audience.
No, actually, they did some sort of B-roll thing, and I walked in during that.
Uh-huh. So B-roll, sitting. Mean they showed some footage, some tape of you?
I guess. Probably you, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, I got to say, without your shining genius, it was, I normally fail.
You struggled.
I struggled. The work
badly.
That you carry me normally, it's very, very difficult for me without
you. Sure. You struggled.
So, yeah.
It's obvious.
So I just want to say thank you for
sure.
Yeah.
Well, now you know what it's like to be without me.
Without a genius, yes, I understand. That's right.
Yeah. So, who else was on the show with you today?
That's it. They had subjects I interviewed sitting here, you know.
Right.
And that's it.
Just Dr. Drew.
Oh, no, there was 5 minutes at the beginning with a guy that got some award for helping kids. It was pretty big. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Then you sat up on the sofa across
two
from
chairs.
Oprah.
Two chairs.
Sat up on the chair right next to Oprah for 45 minutes and took questions from the audience.
Yeah.
And how did you find Oprah? How do you think Oprah found you?
I don't know. She's delightful.
Really?
She's really kind of, you know, genius-ish. You know what I mean? I mean, she's...
genius? You mean mad scientist,
you know,
Mussolini, Hitler,
you know,
type genius?
Genius in the way...
Stalin?
Some reaction I had to Barbara Walters.
Idi Amin kind of genius?
You know, like her head's like on...
Castro. What are you saying?
Head's in the game.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. She's focused. And she knew you?
Yeah.
Knew your work?
Yeah.
How do you think you got on that show?
What the hell? You did it. You must have gotten
No, I mean, who recommended you? Did you think Oprah found you?
No,
do
producers.
You think her
producers.
People found you?
Producers.
Said this would be good?
Yeah.
What was the topic of the show? What
and
was
we,
it called?
We talked about it.
I know, but was it 25 something?
Quarter life crisis.
Uh-huh. And you sat up now. How did you do?
I think it was good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sleepy.
You're
so,
tired.
Yeah.
But you did well?
I think it was, I will see. I think it was
Oprah
good.
Was impressed?
The producers.
Because she'll make a star out of you.
Producers were happy.
They were. So they may have you back. You think so? What did they say?
We'll have you back.
Yeah, but that's just so much Hollywood BS.
I know. Well, then without you and your genius.
Very sad. You know. Yes. I did Letterman 3 years ago. They said they were in a hurry to have me back.
I know. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely do.
All right. And I actually did good on that show. Yeah. All right. Well, this could be good because, as you know, Dr. Phil, or I shouldn't say Dr. Phil, but Phil McGraw, who is the... big bald Texan dude with the mustache who's on Oprah every Tuesday was coincidentally in this studio last night
weird?
With his son. Yes, very bizarre.
How did you?
Who looks like the announcer Hank from the Larry Sanders Show? By the way, that's who I think of each
Phil?
And every time. Yeah,
I think he had to be. I was thinking last night he had to be the relief pitcher for Raleigh Fingers. It's somebody out of the 70s.
Big Phil McGraw coming from the bullpen.
Who did you have watching me in Chicago?
I don't know. I have sources. I can't reveal those sources, or they wouldn't be sources. All right, so we'll all look for you Monday.
Right.
Joshua?
Hello? Uh-huh.
Joshua, yes, you're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I'm doing a project for my high school report, and my partner Herbert's on the line, too. Say what's up, Herbert.
What's up,
Mr. We were just wondering, you and Adam Carolla.
Right.
Is that I? Yeah?
Yeah, Joshua.
All right. We were wondering you and Dr. Drew's opinion on the ups and downs of Viagra, pros and cons, you know?
Ups and downs.
On Viagra.
In fact, I had a present for you, Adam, just coincidentally.
Thank you. Drew just gave me a Viagra pen. And by the way, first, let me direct the question toward Herbert.
Yeah?
How many 17-year-olds are named Herb? is there anybody you know named Herbert under the age of 75, 80?
A whole bunch of them.
Nobody named Herb.
Do they call you Bert or Herb?
Yeah, no, they call me Herb.
Really?
Big Herb.
All right. And is that just some weed name or is that his actual name?
No, that's my actual name. It's Herbert.
Interesting. Named after your grandfather?
No, it's actually the first time that everybody names me that.
Oh, boy. Parents ought to be arrested. All right, so you have a question about Viagra.
I know he spells it.
Yeah.
What is the context of what you want to know about what we feel about it? I mean, what do you mean?
Well, basically, since you're a doctor, you know, we're running
it's an important medicine. What is it you want to know about it?
Okay, well, we basically want to know, like, if you would recommend it to a lot of your patients or, like, just basically your opinions on both your opinions, you know?
You want to go first?
I don't have any real opinions. If it works, it works. I know a lot of people like to supplement their sexuality with Viagra. I don't think that's a great plan.
That's a bad idea.
But it's
a medication.
If it's broke, this will help fix it.
It's meant for medical causes, typically, of impotence. It's an excellent breakthrough medicine for people that are on medication or have diseases that cause that problem. Particularly for young people, it's interesting, older people, men that get impotence as a result of aging and have been sort of without that part of their relationship for many, many years, often the women, their wives are sort of relieved. The men were lined up at my door when Viagra first came out. They couldn't wait to get their hands on this, sort of rekindle that part of themselves. Their partners weren't so happy about it.
Yeah, and broke a lot of hips.
And so it created sort of a power imbalance, a strange change in their relationships that wasn't necessarily healthy. Certainly the recreational use of this drug is not good. It's a medication. All medicines, if they're not used for therapeutic use, can be hurtful and painful.
Well, you can get away with it once in a while.
We don't know. And we don't know the long-term effects. So.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Josh, this is for your public high school. You're doing a report on Viagra?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Good times.
He's going to write it in the side of a porcelain
I don't know
vase.
If you're saying true.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a pestle?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Herbert has a question, too.
If a person has heart disease, right?
Yeah.
What would the downsides of Viagra be?
Well, if you're on something called nitrates, which are like Imdur or nitrates, transdermal nitrates, the thinking is that it might cause a heart attack. So that's the situation where you don't want to use Viagra.
Josh and Herb make quite a squirrely young team, don't they?
They do indeed.
I bet they ain't pulling a lot of tail.
You just hear them in a party chat room.
All right, good luck on that report. Carmen?
Yeah.
You're 25?
I am.
What's up?
Okay. First, I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right. My question is, my boyfriend came on my stomach and I got a rash.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Good times.
I've also gotten a similar rash around my mouth. And what's up with that?
So you're reacting to something. You feel like you're allergic to him?
Well, I don't know. Is that possible?
Well, what got around your mouth? The same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
What's the rash look like?
You know how to party, baby. Same batch, by the way, on the belly and the mouth? New batch.
No, different batch.
New batch, okay.
Same, different.
Same applicator, though, right?
What's that? Same applicator?
Yeah. New caulk, different gun, or same gun, new caulk.
New caulk.
I got it. All right.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Go ahead there, Carmen. So she's got a rash, Drew. What about it?
Yeah, well, it goes away, like, within several hours.
Oh, is it just a redness, or is it like a hives?
Well, it's more rashy. Well, actually, I've gotten then some, like, little pimple-ish looking things, and those stick around a little bit longer, but...
Yeah, and when it gets on you, do you get it off immediately?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, sitting around with it.
Have you had sex with him?
What?
Have you had sex with him?
Yeah.
Has he ever ejaculated inside you?
Well, once, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Did you react then?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I did have some raised bumps around my vagina, though, so...
Wow.
Well, there can be allergic reactions to these things. Are you allergic in general? Do you have asthma, that kind of thing?
No, I don't. That's so weird.
Well, what is this semen, Drew? I mean, is it...
this thing called semen? What is it?
Yes. Tell us about this wondrous thing known as semen. No, here's what I'm saying. Would you be, if you took a 100 people,
yeah,
and you spilled a little, you know, you took a little swab and you put some urine on them and you put some saliva on them and you put some semen on them and you put some fecal matter on them, what would be, you know, what most people react to?
You know, I don't know that that study's been done.
I'd like to do that study.
But certainly we hear, I hear about the semen reaction more than anything. And it makes sense.
There's a lot of protein?
Yeah, there's more complex proteins in there.
All right.
Yeah.
So what should she do?
Just avoid, you know, wipe it off. Wear a condom.
Let me give her a little tip I use. Carmen?
Yeah?
You got to start using a bib. You know, you get a...
What about the Zamboni?
T-shirt. Well, the Zamboni, the belly Zamboni is not going to work because it's too late by then. You need to take a nice T-shirt out of the hamper, spread it over you like a tablecloth, and then you're in good shape.
Just cut a hole in it or something.
Well, you can do that. You can get that outdoor tablecloth with the hole for the umbrella, and he can just put his penis through it. But I just mean, you know, if he's going to get something on you, might as well land on a T-shirt before it gets onto you.
There's nothing, I mean... It's not that there's anything wrong with him. I mean, because...
No.
Like, that's never happened to
me. I know, but I think it's probably just his unique chemistry and not anything wrong
True.
With him.
True. What if she took some skin lotion or something and rubbed it on that area?
Some Vaseline or something ahead
yeah.
of time?
Yeah, something that
barrier.
Sort of fill in the pores.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah?
A barrier.
All right. Good times. James?
You can do their mouth.
Yeah.
Do what with her mouth?
That's
I mean, we're going to ramp it around. Yeah, like some zinc oxide. James, you're 24. What's up?
Man, I caught my wife with another guy, and we got a 2-year-old little boy.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they're just friends. We separated just before that I caught them, but they had supposedly been seeing each other before then. But I didn't catch them doing nothing. I just caught him at our house.
Well, you were separated, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Then wouldn't you expect she'd date if you're separated?
Oh, it was like the day we separated.
Yeah, it wasn't the hour. You said women rebound very quickly.
Well, like they're calling in from the bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, so you caught him over at the house. What was he doing?
When I caught him?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like 12 o'clock that night. He was sitting in the chair watching TV.
Sorry, something went down the wrong pipe. You got a little bad semen in my coffee. So he was he in his underpants or was his shoes off?
I don't really know because I didn't really see much. But he took off running after I saw him.
Oh wow! All right, why'd you guys break up? Why were you sort of separated?
We just been having some problems.
I mean, when oftentimes when women don't feel like they're getting their emotional needs met, when things will start breaking down, they will go seek relief with someone else, not necessarily sexually, but some sort of connection with another guy. And so when you guys start fighting and the thing gets in trouble, it's you often the case that a woman will sort of find another sanctuary somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. I've been that. I've not been the sanctuary guy, but I have been the one that they sought sanctuary from.
Yeah, imagine that.
Many times. Many times.
Many times.
Oh, yes.
That was when you were stalking by that point, though, right?
How dare you. James, do you two want to get back together?
Oh, no. After that, it's pretty much over.
It's over.
All right.
I just kind of worry how that's going to affect my son, though.
Well, it's going to affect him, but try to be a good father. Try to make peace between the two of you and keep both of you in his life regularly.
And yeah, it doesn't have to destroy the kid's life. It's not a death sentence. If you're, you know, vigilant and you want to give the kid a good life and you're a good dad and you stay on top of it, and she does the same thing, then the kid will have a good life. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, make peace.
What do you do for a living, James?
Metal.
Nah,
wood. I make sausage.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Kill hogs.
Kill hogs.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you kill the hogs with?
I don't exactly kill them. I just kind of... They come down the line, I just process them.
Remember Tom Arnold's stories about this?
Yeah.
I work for Jimmy Dean Foods, is who I work for.
You know, you work for Jimmy Dean?
Yeah.
It's good sausage over there. Who knew? Tennessee? All right, so you got to go okay living?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. Take care of that kid of yours.
Cool.
And you get joint custody, right?
We ain't really worked on that yet.
Okay, but...
make peace with your wife.
How's she doing? Is she drinking or anything? Is she okay?
No, she's all right.
All right. Does she work at the hog plant, too?
She don't work at all right now.
Okay. All right, good times, James.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I tell you, I had some bad jobs in my life, and I never had to work around animals, dead animals, dead pigs.
Yeah, really. That would have been yet even a further step down from where you were. No,
it's hard to tell.
Carpet cleaning, you know, that's at least a skill of some type.
Cleaning carpet?
No.
Stuffing sausage?
Yeah.
No, the stuffing sausage probably paid better than carpet cleaning did.
Oh, sure.
But there's a smell factor involved with the slaughterhouse. Crystal?
Yes.
You're 26?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I had a question for you guys. I'm morbid obese. I'm a big girl. And I've gone to the doctors and they've tried to put me on diet pills and I became sick on them. I've tried diets. And I was just told about the Phobie pouch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you knew anything about it and if you recommend it or what you feel about
it. Well, first off, what's morbid obese? How much over, you have to be 100 pounds overweight or what do you have to be?
I heard it was like 75, but I'm a big girl. I'm like 350. I mean, I am a big girl and I'm only 26 and I feel like I'm dying. I'm so, you know, and
You sound a little short of breath too.
Do I?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm nervous talking to you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, Phobie pouches basically is cutting your stomach off from the rest of your body and making a little pouch.
Was it that thing Carney Wilson and John Popper did?
There's different surgical treatments for obesity. The Phobie pouch is a specific one, I think, where they wrap it with Cellastic.
Well, which one's... I mean, the one John Popper just had from Blues Traveler. Worked. I mean, the guy's dropped 200 pounds in like a year.
Yeah, these things work. They work. No one knows for sure the long-term issues associated with this, and they're not... You know, you're really messing with someone's physiology. You know, your B12 absorption is altered. Some of your nutrient malabsorption is affected. And so it's something that you really want to be clear you're doing for the right reasons. And you sound like you're somebody that certainly should be explored, at least.
Well, yeah, she wants to do it so she's not going to die, not because she wants to get in a model.
No, that's right. No. That's right.
How dare you, Drew?
No.
How dare you? I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Drew's feeling very cocky after his Oprah triumph.
The people that advocate surgical treatments for obesity really believe that anything else will not work long term.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're 350. How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Oh, okay. It's not like you're 5'4".
No, but it's...
Have you always been big, always been heavy?
I've always been heavy, but probably my senior year, I just blew up because of a bad relationship and I went into depression.
Are you eating a lot now?
That's the thing is, my best friend who's really thin, we will eat the same amount of food. We'll both diet together.
Yeah, yeah.
I will gain, she won't gain anything. And my friends are always like, you don't eat anything, and I gain and I gain.
You may be a good candidate for this because you may have a biological predisposition.
Right. Have you worked with a dietitian, though?
I've just gone to a doctor, and I've been asking my doctors to please help me.
Right.
And one put me on diet pills, and I told her I'd get sick on them, and I got sick, and I had to go into the hospital.
All right. Well, but meeting with a dietitian, I think, is something you ought to do. At least give that a try before you go into the knife, and make sure you exercise regularly a lot.
How's everything going? You able to work?
Oh yeah, I have a wonderful job, and I have friends and everything. It's just I'm 26 years old, and. You know, and I just feel like my life is wasting away.
How's the social life? Any guys?
Yeah.
Black guys?
What?
Black guys?
No, I only dated one black guy, but I seem to date a lot of married men.
Oh,
interesting.
And,
sure.
What is that?
I don't know. They just, they treat me. I mean, they like me for some reason. And I'm not an ugly girl, and I take good care of myself.
Yeah.
And I just,
All right, well, look into it. It's a reasonable option.
I mean, can you have sex at 350?
Yeah,
you can.
I can have sex. I mean, I have pretty good sex.
Really? What position you get in? What's the position?
A lot is doggy style. And
ooh,
anal.
And what?
Anal.
And anal.
Wow.
I love anal. And I don't know if it's because I'm big or what, but that's
maybe they're not making it to the hole.
What?
Maybe, no. Drew slid me over a note that said, maybe they're not making it in you. Maybe it's just crack. You know, I mean, maybe they're not actually piercing the anus.
You know what? No, they are.
Oh, they are?
I mean, they go all the way in.
Ooh,
but,
interesting.
But, like, when I have
fascinating.
Just regular, mm-hmm. I get cut and I bleed a lot.
You get cut?
Well, I don't know if I get cut, but I bleed.
Vaginal bleeding.
Yes.
Well, just the sex will stimulate that sometimes.
I'm, like, afraid, so I'm more
No, insane. No, it's fine. Listen, when you're overweight like this, you have high levels of circulating estrogen, so your periods usually be very heavy, and your endometrium can be kind of unstable, and so sex could cause some bleeding.
All right. Well, hey, Crystal.
Yeah.
You look into that surgery.
Okay.
Because, listen, I'm gonna put you on hold, but I got to talk about this. I really... How many people... We get into this from time to time, but it's been a while. I believe fat people are discriminated against in this society.
Horribly.
And most people, you know, have their shape. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, Drew, how long have we known each other?
10 years. Six, seven years?
6, 7 years.
Yeah.
How's your shape? How's my shape?
Same.
Change much?
No.
No?
Okay,
Producer Ann?
Same.
Same.
We get a little bit here and there, but same, basically.
Yeah. Anderson, known for a few years. He looks same. Maybe worse.
Those calves?
Anderson with the huge calves. Novelty-sized calves. The point is as much as you want to talk about diet, as much as you want to talk about all these different nutritional things and all these different workouts and all this Pilates and all this other nonsense and garbage, people, they look about the same. They got their shape. And we like to think we can change it. We can affect it, but we can't really change it. And if you're 350 pounds, and you're kind of watching what you eat, and you're making a little effort, and you're still hanging around the 350 mark, that's a genetic problem.
Wait, I thought a couple Cindy Crawford videos, and you...
Oh, that's right. You look just like Cindy Crawford. That's right.
So
that's
she
right.
says.
That's right. You get one of those videos. I'll tell you what, you know what those videos are good for? Jacking off. That's it. That's the only thing those things are good for.
Dude, you beat off?
Oh, yes. Now, why do you think the guys are cheating with Crystal?
There's so many, I hate to say it, comedic elements to that story. It's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't figure it out.
She was saying that she dated a lot of guys who were...
Married.
Yeah. Here's my angle on this. I think they cheat with Crystal, and if they get popped, it ain't as big a deal.
Oh, my God.
And their wife goes, you've been cheating. I'm going to kill that bitch. And then they go, oh, Christ. You sad sack. Get the hell back in the house. We're going to forget this ever happened. You think so?
Could be.
Thank you. We're going to take a break.
You are an asshole.
We'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Yes, I will be
right back. Love line. I'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? This is Chester.
And this is Brad from Linkin Park.
And you're listening to the amazing Adam Carolla.
And Dr. Sprue.
On Love Line.
Yes, you is. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get back to the phones and speak to Janessa, who's 19.
Hi.
Hello. What's up?
I have a question. I'm currently in a new relationship right now, and I've been getting to know my boyfriend and all his friends and stuff, and I got to know one of his best friend's girlfriend. And we've been talking a lot lately, especially when they fall asleep. We talk a lot, and we, like, look at pornos together and stuff. And she's been kind of hinting to me that she wants to hook up with me, but I don't know if we should.
What do you mean when they fall asleep?
Oh, because, you know, they'll usually, like, we'll stay there all night. And
they smoke out and drink out. And
oh, right.
Sleep.
Yeah, they pass out. They don't fall asleep. Right.
Yeah, so...
So what's up with Janessa? 19.
Huh?
Has no judgment.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 20.
All right. And how's your life going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
In school?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm going to school and working.
Yeah. Junior college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. That's cool. Okay, where do you work?
I don't know if I should go through with it or not.
Well, you never been with a woman?
No.
You don't think you're a lesbian, do you?
Probably bi.
Oh, here we go.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You don't think you would have made a move by now? You're very attracted to this woman?
Yeah, but
Have you been attracted?
We just started talking. We barely met.
Why is it different to cheat with a girl than with a guy?
Hmm?
Why would it be different to cheat with a girl as opposed to a guy?
Because the guy, boyfriend, could whack off to this if he found out. Yeah. That's why.
Except for that.
Well, because I don't know, like, because.
So why don't you just cheat with a guy?
Because I've been with guys.
So you would if some guy you were attracted to came along, you'd just cheat with him too.
No, I've never been with a girl, and I'm very interested.
All right. Nah, well, look, are you in love with this guy?
No, we just started going out.
Oh, I see.
You're not that into him.
I see.
Yeah.
Hey, can you not let him get you pregnant, please?
No.
What are you using for birth control?
Pills.
What kind of pills?
I don't know what they're called. I just take the pills.
Take one a day.
And condoms, of course.
For safe sex.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Listen, you want to swing around, get it out of your system, check it off your list, fine.
She's a little young for that. A little old for that, don't she?
It's not going to mess up the relationship, though.
Oh, well, yeah, of course it is.
It will, but you're not that serious anyway, right? Well, you don't care about this guy.
Wait, you're cheating, Janessa. Don't kid yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's a lesser of two evils. Worse to cheat with a guy.
Yeah.
Better you should cheat with a girl.
Okay. I wonder where she got the compass all screwed up.
Who cares? Enjoy, baby.
Okay.
All right, good times, right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
There
you go. Let her live and learn. Why can't people learn from experience, Drew? Make a few
mistakes.
Because
as you know.
Why call this show?
Because as you know, they compulse. They do it over and over and over.
I don't know. I made a lot of mistakes, and look at me now.
That's my point.
Top of the world.
Yeah.
Millionaire. Literally. Millionaire. Diana?
Okay, Thurston.
Commander McBragg. What's up, Diana? You're 16.
Yeah. Okay, I've kind of got a couple of questions about the Depo-Provera shot.
Yeah?
All right, I got one. I guess it may have been the end of April or beginning of May. I'm due for another one in July. Okay, if for some reason I should become pregnant while I've got the shot, will it have defects on the baby?
No.
Will it hurt it?
No.
There's no way at all it'll hurt it at all.
No, but you're not going to get pregnant if you had the shot.
How sure are you?
99%+.
So then I wouldn't need anything else, really.
That is correct.
Shot. I'd be cool with the shot.
That is correct.
Okay, now, I was taking orthotricycline, the 28-day regimen, to help clear up my face, and it worked awesome. Would it reverse the effect of the shot if I still took orthotricycline?
Why would you do both?
To keep my face cleared up.
Yeah, but why don't you just take the orthotricycline?
They're not strong. They're really making me irregular with my cycle. And
yeah, but you're going to take them anyway.
Well, I know that, but the Depo-Provera is making me not have my period at all.
No, you don't get to do both.
You don't?
No.
All right.
No.
Why not?
That's just too much hormone. That'll make her sick.
Diana?
Yeah?
Boy, you know your way around the pharmacy at 16.
Look, take the orthotricycline and leave it at that.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 18 now.
Yeah. Everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to get married?
We'd hope so.
Okay.
It sounds really unrealistic, but we hope so.
Why? Why unrealistic?
She's 16.
How many people my age get married and actually stay together?
Zero.
Yeah. But, you know, you're from Ohio. I think you got a shot. If you were out here, you wouldn't have a chance.
Must be all the corn, yeah.
All right.
All right. So people are just nice out there.
Yeah, they're nicer. They don't want as much.
Debatable thing.
They're not a pain in the ass.
Hey, can I give a piece of advice real quick?
Yeah.
To the Carmen chick, a vino with oatmeal. And to the, I can't remember what her name was, Carrie, maybe?
What was Carmen's question?
Hang on a second.
Carmen was the tummy on the tummy.
Yeah, she didn't say it itches.
No, Avena will clear up the rash.
Avena's for itching.
No, the Avena with oatmeal will clear up the rash.
All right. Well, listen, what do you want to, for Christ's sake, who's got time to spread Avena and oatmeal? What is Avena and oatmeal on your belly?
Honestly, would you rather have little marks?
Yes.
On your stomach?
Absolutely.
Oh,
then,
my God.
Then spread oatmeal on my belly before I went to bed?
It's not oatmeal. It's Avena with oatmeal.
Deanna, let the dermatology be done by doctors.
All right. Wait a minute. Ooh, Drew.
Okay. It's bizarre.
Okay, if I don't get this Depo shot next month and I wanted to go back to taking orthotricycline by itself, is there any way to get around the morning sickness stuff as far as the symptoms go with the pill?
You can take it.
Because I come down with basically every one of your pregnancy symptoms.
Did you take it every single, no matter how long you take the pill for, that stays with you?
Yeah. Right. I stopped taking it when I got the shot because I wasn't sure if it would do anything to it.
What's your mom do? Is she a nurse?
No, but she does work in a hospital.
Yeah. I got that vibe out of you. All right. Good times. I'd had enough of Diana. I don't know why.
You can try a different dose of the birth control pill, but the Ortho Tri-Second is the only one that's been actually approved for the acne treatment. Some of the other ones will be helpful also, though.
I wonder what her mom does. I knew she worked in a hospital.
Phlebotomist. Pharmacy tech.
Yeah? Something went right there for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Yeah, it's funny I want mom, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And Diana?
Yeah.
What's your mom do at the hospital?
She is the director of performance improvements and risk management.
And she's not a nurse?
No.
Okay.
Very good.
Take care, baby.
All right.
Oh, boy. She's going to be a ball buster one day. John?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Well, just recently, say a couple days ago, my girlfriend said, I love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
Okay.
Hold on. Was that Anderson?
I
never heard that before.
No, me neither.
All right. Go ahead.
She said, I love you, and I kind of felt that I had to say it back.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be an awkward moment.
Of course.
And I was just wanting some advice and see if it would hurt the relationship, because I talked to her about it, and she said, well, I'm sorry if it made you feel uncomfortable.
All right. Look, John, this whole I love you nonsense, it's made way too much of. I don't know how many people I've loved in my life. I don't see any of them anymore. It's fine. You just say it. Maybe you feel it. Maybe you don't. Who knows what it is?
Maybe you're not sure, yeah.
Maybe you feel like you love them for that week or that day or that moment. Maybe you don't later on. It ain't that big a deal. I'm not saying lie to people, but if someone says they love you, unless it's a situation where, you know, you don't want to give them the wrong idea. You're not interested in them.
Right.
You don't want to date them. But all of this, like, hey, we're dating, we're exclusive, but I'm not going to say I love you.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I think people are afraid.
Why are you making it tough on yourself?
They're afraid of the implication that it means some sort of commitment that they can't live up to.
But, Drew, do you remember when you thought it meant something?
Yeah.
Before you were married and you realized it was just a sham? Your life was over? You know what I'm saying? Thank you. No, here's what I mean. I don't mean to sound that jaded. I remember being John's age and thinking, should I say I love you? No, I'm not going to say I love you. No, I'm going to hang on to this. I'm going to save it for someone I marry.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to save it for my soulmate.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Love is just, it's one of the many words that's in the American lexicon for showing affection. And it should be saved for a special person. But if you're going to be with this person and you're not going to dump them in the next couple of weeks, then just say it. Make it easy on yourself and make them feel good. And get a little extra oral. All right, John?
All right.
Yeah, don't freak out.
Okay.
You know what? You're gonna say it to 25 more women in your life. You'll probably be shouting it out at strip clubs 15 years from now. Loaded.
I think that's the thing you need, the perspective he doesn't have.
Okay.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Hey, John?
Yeah.
I love you, man.
Love you too, man.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
I love you too, man.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Jenna is 16 when we come back.
No?
You don't want to talk to her? Who do you want to talk to?
Here.
We'll talk to John, who's 20, wants to know, how does he help a friend get out of a verbally abusive relationship? I'm guessing it's a female friend. John?
Yes.
Female friend?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and we're going to get back with you, all right?
Okay.
Hey, I love you, man.
I love you too, dude.
Okay. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's my good bud over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to young John, who's 20. John?
Yes.
What's up?
My friend, I believe she's in an abusive relationship through what she told me, and I think she knows it herself, but I think she's afraid to get out of it because he's...
And I think John's into this girl. What do you think, Adam?
Well, honestly, I am, but the fact of the matter is he is truly controlling. He doesn't like her going out with her friends. He refuses...
Hey, well, that's what she likes. She picked that guy.
Actually, she's contemplating breaking up, and she's trying... Well, and, like, she's looking for people to tell her, so, I mean...
No, she's not looking for people to tell her.
I gave her a book on abusive relationships, like, because a lot of... Because I read it, and a lot of things she described to me was in that book.
That's good. I think that was an excellent move. Now, beyond that, it's up to her. And you're motivated by your own desire to be with this woman, right? So you're really not just motivated out of a desire to help her.
Well, I also told her that I have a biased opinion towards it, so don't just take my advice on it.
You told her you want a relationship.
Well, she knows that, and we always joke around about it because we were together at one point.
Hmm.
And she's also even told me, and I believe it's referring to me, because she's like, well, I know there's other people that I'm more suited and would have a better relationship with.
But, how long ago were you with her?
I'd say maybe...
1971.
Yeah.
No.
We're 11.
Maybe a year ago.
And how long did you stay together?
Probably about 2 to 3 months, and then we remained very close.
Why did that break up?
I had just got out of a relationship, and I wasn't ready, so I told her, I need to step back. I don't, you know, I don't want to jump into something with you, and...
Hold on, this is not computing.
Yeah.
You didn't have sex with her, did you?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You had sex with her.
Yes.
Do you think you're in love with her?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I do have a lot of feelings, and I care for her, and...
And you stepped back and got out of the relationship.
Because I still had feelings for my ex, and I felt it wasn't fair to her to, you know, because, I mean, I had just gotten out of a relationship. Maybe
still, hold on a second. Drew and I have to talk about this guy behind his back.
Does not compute.
Still had feelings for his ex. No. Still has feelings for this one. He's got a lot of feelings, this guy. I don't trust a man with feelings.
I know that.
I like a guy who can just put a cigarette out on his cheek and he doesn't even blink.
Hmm.
Now, is he bi? Is he gay?
No.
No. Is he using all this sort of psychobabble feeling stuff to sort of be a caring guy, but yet not ever be really in a relationship?
Could be.
Isn't that the vibe it kind of gives you?
Yeah, but why would he have to go? Is he doing the thing that you did where you behave a certain way, you leave, and then beg to come back? Don't worry, I'll be different this time, and you come back, and you're the same as you were.
Well, not that day.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I'm good for that day.
A few days, yeah, I understand.
Well, I'll say yes, a day and a half. Yeah.
But either that or there's something wrong here. In other words, he's leaving out one important piece,
John?
Which is what's going on with the girl.
Yeah, so now what about your ex, the one before this girl?
Oh, we've been completely done with. I mean, I wasn't bothered that she got into the new relationship. I mean, I didn't expect her to wait. So, I mean, I have no hard feelings. I mean, we've remained actually...
It's also rational. It's like, wait a minute, she's missing. What was she up to when you were involved with her a year ago? Was she totally into this relationship?
Actually, yeah. She told me she loved me after about 3 weeks. And I asked her, I was like, how can you say that after 3 weeks? I mean...
Yeah.
And that freaked you.
And I even asked her later, I'm like, did you honestly feel you loved me? And she said, yeah.
And that freaked you out, and so you thought, I got to get out of here, and that's it.
I love you.
And then
it did kind of weird me out that it happened that quick.
All right.
That I was like, well, you know, a girl.
All right. Well, listen, you gave her the book. She's going to break up with this guy who's verbally abusive. And then maybe you get back together with her. But I don't trust either one of you in the long term.
Yeah,
I mean, if that happens, that happens. I mean, if not,
right.
I just want to see her happy and, like, away from that sort of thing.
All right.
He's 30, and she's like 20.
Okay.
And he's not physically threatening to her at all, is he?
He's done some strange things. They broke up once before, and he lives probably like an hour away from her. And he's like, hey, I'm in the area, you know, do you mind if I stop by and I happen to be over? And she's like, no, not at all, you know, Jay's over, blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, well, I'll be there in a minute. I'm out in front of your house. And, like, he pulled in the parking lot or the driveway. And was like, all right, I'm here.
All right. Hey, John, what do you do? You're a big thinker, right? Do a lot of thinking?
Yeah, I do a lot of writing.
Yeah, don't write. Don't think.
Do you go to college?
Read.
I do go to college, and I go and I work.
Okay, easy on the writing and the thinking and the reading, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to do a little more drinking and wrestle with your friends. Okay, but you need some buddies to make fun of you. A lot of guys are kept in line by their buddies who make fun of them.
Right, keeps them out of their head.
And then there's guys who don't have buddies who make fun of them.
Yeah.
And basically, they just start spinning out of control.
Mm.
They start writing a lot of poetry and wearing bad sandals, and no one does anything to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs a couple of buddies to get them, keep them in check, tell them the sandals look gay, slap the pen out of their hand and tell them we're playing paintball. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I think you could have used one of those buddies.
Oh yeah.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Hi. I have a situation that I wanted to get some information from you guys on.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I recently caught my husband looking at porno sites on the internet.
Holy Christ.
Have him arrested immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my question was, can you wait a second? I'm sorry about that. Okay, I'll be right down. Give me 5 minutes.
At 23. I couldn't imagine doing that.
And,
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
How old is your husband?
Okay, look it. If you wait a second, I'll give you candy. Can you wait 5 minutes? Thank you.
5 minutes? That's a lifetime.
To them, it's
2 minutes.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, here's my question was yeah. that if they do, I know it's normal for guys to do that, and that's why I'm trying to accept it. But I feel insecure. I feel that if I was good enough for him,
right.
or pleased him,
sure.
he would have no reason to look at those sites.
Right. Well,
stop.
That's the way you feel, but you're wrong.
You can. That's not the way males are put together, unfortunately.
Right.
At all.
But isn't
it's the way women are put together, and I think they transfer it to males.
They insist that men...
Males aren't put together that way.
So do you think something's wrong with me, then?
There's something wrong with you for being so uptight about this, yes. You're fat.
It is normal for you guys to feel that way.
Yes.
Men have a need to look.
But if they're happy with what they've
got... Doesn't matter. They could be ecstatic.
Look.
Whoever's married to Claudia Schiffer still looks.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
No. We guarantee it.
Hey, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
if this is what you really believe, if you know this little about human behavior, those kids should be taken away from you.
Well, I mean, there are girls out there that use toys or also look at magazines or whatever, and I'm not one of them. I mean, it's not the norm for everyone.
It's the norm for men. The whole industry is there, not for women, for men.
You know how many guys attend the car show each year out here in L.A.? Probably 50,000 people walk through those doors.
Not people.
Guys. You know how many of those guys actually buy cars?
Zero.
Two.
Two of the 50,000.
Now.
I'm surprised there are two.
Why are they looking if they ain't buying? Because that's what guys do. We like to keep an eye open. We like to look at stuff.
Yeah.
And but does it turn you on? Does it help you when you are with your partner? Does it...
It's necessary.
I mean, does it enhance your sensual ability? I don't know. I mean, I just want an answer. I just want to know because
this is
new to me. We've been married for 7 years,
yeah.
and this has come up within the last, I would say, year and a half.
Well, look, he's been hiding it. That's why.
He's been doing it all along.
But there are guys out there that don't.
No.
Right? No.
No.
No. No one I would hang out with. That's for goddamn sure.
Well, Lisa, that's fine. You cannot believe it, but then you're going to continue to be confused about this.
Hey, Lisa.
I think I probably called her wrong.
Lisa, Lisa, let me ask you something. How often are you correct in your instincts about men?
I would say about
zero.
1 to 10, maybe. Well, I mean, percentage-wise. Right,
listen, you have...
I would say about maybe 60% of the time.
No.
As far as...
You have zero instincts.
And
you know nothing.
Well, then how do I know what he's doing? I mean, how have I caught him?
Well, listen, busting a guy is one thing. Knowing his motivation is another. It's easy. All you do is walk in, and he's sitting on a computer. You check the files that he's stored, mm-hmm. and you see what he's been looking at. This is going to be a real long relationship for you, Lisa, if you keep going down this path.
With any man.
Yes. If you got issues, then you should talk about those issues with him.
Did something happen when you were growing up?
I've been trying to talk to him about it, and to me it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem morally right.
Well, if a guy's married, he shouldn't spend all his time looking at porno.
No, that's for sure.
If he checks it out once in a while, that's fine. All right.
What Anderson's...
Okay, and... Yeah. Manually stimulating himself. I mean, is that normal for men as well?
He's beaten off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's normal. Is he pulling out of the relationship? Is he talking to you?
Is he talking to me about?
No, I mean, just is he fulfilling your needs? How often do you guys have sex?
About once or twice a week, which
all right.
I mean, I feel like I'm fulfilling his needs. So
you are. I'm sure you are. That's not the issue here at all.
All right, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
Stop thinking so much about him. Yeah, let him look at his porn and beat off.
Well, it does worry me because I wasn't exposed to that, and it's going to be hard for me to accept it if I do. And
okay, well then why don't you talk to him about it?
I have, and that's why I'm calling you because I just wanted an answer as to why.
Well, okay, but listen, Lisa.
When you get the answer, though, you don't want
to
hear it.
Listen to me. We got to take a break. You called and asked us if this was normal, if this was healthy, if this was okay. We said yes, yes, and yes, and you said no, it's not. So why don't you call a Religion on the Line and talk to the guy, find someone who will agree with you. That seems to be your M.O. We were telling you how it worked, and you didn't want to hear about it. We'll take a break.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And it's back to the phones we go to speak to Frank, who's 21. Frank?
Yeah.
Hey.
I actually have a couple problems, but the first one, I'm not sure if this is a personal problem or if this is a physical problem. I'm not sure, but... I have a girlfriend who is, she's actually 2 years older than I am, but it seems as if when we, do it, I don't seem to get aroused like I used to.
With her?
Right. And I'm not sure what's going on. Like, when I was 16 and 17, I could, it would go up fine,
Are you on any medication?
No, I didn't really want to do that. I didn't think I needed to go that far.
No. Are you on any medication that might be causing the problem?
No.
And could it just be this relationship isn't going as well?
The thing is I can look at Playboys or pornos or anything like that, and
it'll work. Yeah, but you're not in an intimate relationship with those women. Maybe this relationship isn't working quite so well, and the feelings you're having are sort of conflicted and preventing this from working.
Frank, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Hello?
What the hell was that?
That was good timing. It was ironic because when I said, where are you calling from, I didn't mean what city. I meant, are you in a convenience store? You sound like you're standing in a locker room at a Y.
Yeah.
A lot going on. What was that? Was that a cell phone ringing?
Something like that. I don't know.
Okay. So.
Anyway, something's up with that relationship.
Yes, but on top of that.
Something's up with Frank.
Frank sounded like a deeply troubled and depressed young soul.
Yeah.
And he's focusing a lot of energy on the relationship and the sex and his beating off and all that good stuff. But it really sounds like he's pretty depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bet that magically, if he worked a little on that depression, some of the other problems would clear up as well.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to Jenna, who's 16. Jenna?
Hello there.
Hey.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there could be any dangerous side effects if a non-depressed person took Xantex once.
What's the medicine?
Xantex.
Xantex,
I think. It's an antidepressant, I was told.
Xanax?
Xanax, I'm sorry. Yes, Xanax.
The anxiety medicine, Xanax.
Yes.
And what are you taking it for?
Well, I'm going on a trip, and I'm terrified of flying, and someone told me that would really help a lot.
Xanax is good for fear for flying, but make sure there's no family history of alcoholism or addiction.
Well, there is a huge family history of alcoholism.
Then I would avoid that drug.
Really?
I really would. Even a single, I know maybe overreacting to say even a single exposure, but I would.
Well, she's got to fly.
Yeah.
She's freaked out about flying.
You yourself have no momentum with any substances?
No. I smoke cigarettes, but that's about it.
I mean, you can get by with one a couple times.
Yeah, take one.
But definitely don't take it more than that.
A couple Bloody Marys?
No.
No.
So that would be fine. What would happen, though, if I were to react badly? Would I have, like, a full-on, like, anxiety attack? Would I break down?
No. No, you wouldn't have any reaction to it. Yeah, it's a good medicine. It's a great medicine when used properly.
Where are you going?
Europe.
All right. You take that Xanax, you fall asleep on the plane, you wake up in gay
Paris. In fact, I happen to believe that's sort of one of the treatments for fear of flying is you give people medicine while they're having that experience, and they begin learning they can fly without having the anxiety. The anxiety uncouples with the experience, and they're okay.
Yeah. I used to be scared to fly, and then I discovered booze.
Yeah.
You know the thing that's funny about me now?
Mm.
Well, not funny, but funny.
Funny weird.
Funny sad. Funny peculiar.
Yeah.
I'm not a big drinker, although I will drink.
No,
oh, yes.
No S.
Do not kid yourself. I will drink. And I will drink usually at night, late at night.
Now?
Now? Now my schedule.
This is your pattern now, you're saying?
My schedule is come home after Loveline, 12:30 at night.
Open have a bottle of wine.
Have a couple glasses. Not even full glasses. Just sort of small glasses of wine. Usually so wiped out I go to bed. Everything's cool. Never drink during the day. But when I travel.
I've traveled with you.
Yeah. If I got a 7 a.m. flight out of LAX, if I don't have a highball in my hand by 7:15, I'm jonesing.
7:15? I see you walking those planes. Hey, where's the Bloody Mary?
I don't know why, but I now associate flying with booze.
Hey, waitress. Waitress.
Listen, whatever they call them. Sky waitress. Chop chop. Champagne, orange juice. No, how about a Bloody Mary? I flew to San Francisco a couple of weekends ago. It's a Saturday. It's 10 in the morning. I'm at LAX. Oh, yeah. I'm at the bar.
Oh, no doubt.
And you want that extra shot it's of vodka for a buck? Yes.
It's not because you're afraid of flying, though.
No, not really. I now associate flying and airports with getting loaded.
Last time I was afraid on a plane, you and I were on a 30-seater with the lady in the front of us opening her paper. Remember this?
Yeah.
You're elbowing me as hard as you can into the ribs. Look at this, pointing at the paper in front of us.
Yeah. I was really sure I was going to die that day.
Yeah. We were going into a thunderstorm in a prop plane with about 30 people on board. Maybe 25. It wasn't even that big.
But, Drew, that story had many layers to it.
Was that when we got stuck in Iowa?
Yeah. Here's what happened, everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't like to fly, and I managed to avoid it from age 0 to about 30, 31. I never flew. I lived in the valley, worked construction. Where the hell was I going? Then I met up with Drew. I really took his career, and we started traveling around, going to these colleges. We started going to these little crappy colleges all over the country, and next thing you know, we're sitting in the St. Louis airport. And we're flying into
Alabama.
Right. And they're talking about thunderstorms, and they're talking about clouds, and they're talking about rain, and they're talking about a plane that got hit by lightning the day before.
Oh, that's right. This is that same plane?
That's right.
Oh.
And we're getting on a little plane, a little prop plane, about a 25-seater, but it was a small plane. Well,
it had one seat on one side and two on the other. Remember
right. That? There was 25 people stuffed into it, but it was a small plane. And we're running late, and the later we run, the more the clouds gather, and we're trying to beat this storm into Alabama, and we're delayed, and another hour goes by, and another hour goes by, and meanwhile, we're getting these weather reports about these thunderstorms that are starting to form over Alabama, and then we finally get out onto the plane, and they fire up the engines, and smoke starts coming out of the left side wing engine, right? I'm looking out of it, and there's smoke pouring out of it, so they shut the thing down. Then the pilot announces that we're overweight, that we need to take a piece of luggage off. And this is the thing that's scary, is that we are overweight by about 30 pounds. We're at maximum weight for this plane to fly. So if we throw a piece of luggage off that's 33 pounds,
we're fine.
We're now fine. But to me, that means we're just a couple of pounds away from maximum overloaded weight, which is not making me feel good, especially since we're heading into a thunderstorm. And the left engine still has smoke coming out of it. They shut the engine down. A mechanic comes by, takes a look at it. Doesn't do anything, just takes a look. Thumps it, kicks it. They fire it up again. More smoke comes out. They shut the engine down again. The guy comes around again, takes a look at it. Then they start talking again about the thunderstorm that's forming over Alabama.
Then you made a great comment, which was, I don't know any engine problem that's solved by starting and restarting the engine.
Especially with the black smoke pouring out.
Come on.
I figure the guy turned a bearing or threw a rod or something. Then they fire it up one more time after doing nothing to it. The big plume of black smoke still comes out, but the guy kind of goes, well, we're going for it. It didn't solve much. It didn't feel like we'd resolved anything. It was just like, well, an hour ago we thought we were going to fix this. Now we just decided, screw it, we're going with
it. And it started. We kept turning, too.
And, you know, the thunderstorm is forming over Alabama, and it's getting dark, and we're 2 hours late, and let's just roll. And I was thinking, holy Christ, what the hell are we doing here? And so we started going, the wind's blowing, it's dark, you know, it's starting to rain and everything. And as we're taxiing, a woman who's sitting in front of me,
Drew, you did not see this. But you started hammering me.
But you didn't know how to process this information. She opens the USA Today, there's a full page ad for the Roberto Clemente story. He is the baseball player who died in the plane crash.
Cut down in his prime.
Roberto Clemente. I'm looking at a full page of Roberto Clemente. I've never seen a full page ad for Roberto Clemente. The guy died in like 1969 over Cuba or something, or the Dominican Republic. And there's never been, to my knowledge, a big budget USA movie made about the guy's life. And here I am staring at a full page of Roberto Clemente, and I'm thinking, well, if this ain't a sign. I just said, look, God has now given me three or four major signs to get off this plane. And I don't think God tells you to do stuff. I think he gives you clues, and if you don't follow him, then he thinks, screw you, I'll see you in 10. And I'm looking at this Roberto Clemente thing, and nobody else in the plane has hit the Roberto Clemente or this picture or what's going on, and I'm just staring at it the whole time. I'm fixated. And even the woman who's looking at the paper is not actually looking at that page. Yeah. I'm just staring at a full-page shot of Roberto Clemente.
Oh, no, in fact, you didn't even poke me. You went, Roberto Clemente.
Yeah.
Roberto Clemente.
Yeah. We're going.
Well, back to the point.
That's right. Well, the plane crashed and we all died.
That's it.
Michelle?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
Me and my husband been married approximately 4 years. And at first, our sexual life has been good. My son is almost 5. I've been wanting more kids. But we haven't been able to, we haven't exactly been having sex for the past 4 months.
How come? How come?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm trying to figure it out.
What does he say when you ask him?
Tired. He sleeps. He'd rather sleep.
Is he stressed out? Is he working a lot?
He's working, but...
Does he smoke a bunch of pot or drink a lot?
No, he used to. Yeah.
Back when he was getting it on, right?
No, not even when we started our relationship. Because of the type of job he had, he couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, is it possible he's doing something else?
No.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Hmm.
No.
Well, she would know. He doesn't seem out of it.
No.
Yeah, people don't...
He's perfectly fine. It's just he just doesn't have the urge anymore, and I'm...
Well, that's not perfectly fine. There's something going on. Is he on medication?
No.
Have you said to him, hey, let's get it on?
Yeah, you know, after a certain while, you get tired of being rejected.
So he just says no, huh?
He wouldn't say no. He'll just...
Make up an excuse.
I find it bizarre when men reject their wife like that.
Really?
Unless they're really completely checked out.
Nah, I've done that.
Yeah, I mean, once in a while.
No, you're a passionate man, Drew. I mean, you'd rape a knot hole in a piece of plywood. But there are guys like myself who...
Lazy.
You know, well, we like napping.
Lazy.
Yeah, we like to relax.
Yeah, but this is like...
Sex takes energy.
It's been a year for this.
Well, 4 months,
right? 4 months?
Well, 4 months,
Okay. Well, something's up.
You're fat.
True.
No,
please.
I'm nowhere near fat.
And your kid is how old?
He'll be 5.
Okay. Why don't you talk to him? I mean, see, I know. Here's what happens, Michelle. You're angry. I mean, you're put off.
I'm not angry. It's just
she doesn't sound that angry though. She should be angry.
No, you're right. No, I didn't. You're right. I didn't mean to lay that on you. What I'm saying is. You don't feel like you should be going to him. He should be coming to you.
Exactly.
But he's not coming to you.
Correct.
So you got to go to him and you got to say, look, I know this is uncomfortable. I know it may be embarrassing. I want to know what's going on for the sake of the relationship and the family.
He could be depressed. He could be using drugs. Why don't you
ask
him? We're good perfectly together. We have no problems when we're together.
But there's something wrong.
But this means something.
Yeah, it means something. Exactly.
So just tell him. Give him an excuse or give him a reason or an opportunity to make things right. Maybe he'll tell you he's depressed or he's angry or he's bored or he's tired.
I think women go down the path of, well, he must be having an affair then. No, guys, when they have an affair, they're extra nice. They're on their best behavior then. You know what I'm saying? That's when they start buying you stuff.
Right. The plan when you're having an affair is not to have any time for you to be pulled aside and ask questions. Hey, what's up?
Right.
You want to keep it good. It's like the bank employee who's casing the place.
This is why we don't trust guys that are romantic.
That's right. Trail of petals to the rose petals to the bathtub with the candles and the salts in it.
He's up to something.
Yeah.
Really, that's what that means.
Yeah, this guy ain't up to ass.
No.
He's up to nothing.
He's doing speed or something. He's up to something like that.
Yeah. Or he's just, he could be just depressed and kind of checking out.
Sure.
Becky?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
You're 15. What's up?
Adam, you're a god, first of all.
Thanks. Thank you.
Whatever.
It's so true.
second of all, earlier I was throwing up and...
Earlier tonight?
Yeah.
From what?
Huh?
Well, from what?
I'm fat. I think I'm really fat, so...
Oh, you're
fat.
You have bulimia.
Not really. I do it, like, very infrequently, though.
Becky,
right.
Doing it at all is bulimia.
Well, you do it once a year, you're fine.
Well, not once a year, a little more than that.
Becky.
How often?
Like, once a month or something.
Do other people consider you fat?
No.
Right, that's bulimia.
How tall are you?
5'3".
How much do you weigh?
140.
140.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No, it's not a lot. Depends how your build is.
Well, I don't have a really small build. I have like a little bit of a big build.
Right. Yeah, that's the point.
That's
just you, yeah.
That's your cut.
Yeah, so, and like my throat, it was bleeding a little bit.
What do you mean your throat was bleeding?
Like when I was throwing up, in the throat there was like blood.
Okay, that's very serious.
And...
You can bleed to death from that bleeding.
No, it was very little though.
I understand, but you don't know how much bleeding is going on in your stomach.
Well, how do you know it came from your throat? That's what Drew's pointing.
Well, it's coming from your stomach. Most often it comes from something called a Mallory-Weiss tear, which is a tear where the stomach meets the esophagus, and that bleeding can be quite brisk and quite severe sometimes.
Right. The thing is, though, it wasn't like... Usually when blood hits water, it kind of like spreads out and, you know, colors the water.
It's clots, like coffee grounds.
Yeah, it was a clot.
Yeah, which, again, there may be more in there. And that's where it becomes dangerous.
Even if I do it, like, very infrequently?
I don't know. No one wants to hear what I'm saying tonight. Maybe I'm just tired.
Nah, I'm not interested either.
Well, okay.
Maybe. I'm with you, Becky. Hey, Becky?
Yeah?
At 15, this is not a great road to go down for you.
Well, I'm already insane, so...
What's the matter?
Well, I called, like, a little, like, last week or whatever. I, like, not taking my medication. I've been in two psycho hospitals... For like depression and everything, so
okay.
I can't get more screwed up.
Yeah, you can. You can cause serious medical problems.
You can get dead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, right now you're just emotionally screwed up. You can fix that theoretically, but the physical stuff you can do permanent damage.
Right.
That's see. Here's what we're trying to do, and this should be everyone's goal. Listen up. Do not let your screwed up emotional
brain.
Have a permanent effect on your physical body that your screwed up emotional brain has to live in, mm-hmm. which could actually be cured.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah, by killing yourself, by doing too many drugs, that kind of stuff, throwing up. So, Becky.
Well, your screwed up emotional brain doesn't care about doing physical damage.
I know, but then one day it gets better, it gets in a better place, you get a little therapy, and your brain's good, and now your esophagus is screwed.
True.
Okay, so what are you going to do? You going to get a little therapy?
Well, I'm supposed to be seeing a therapist.
Okay, yeah. Tell these people who are taking care of you about this bleeding, okay?
Well,
because sometimes it's helpful to put you on some medication to shut the acid production down by the stomach.
Okay, see that therapist, baby.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, 15. Alex?
Oh, yeah.
You're 16?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's your problem, yeah?
Well, a few days ago I took some aspirins.
Yeah.
About two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have migraines.
Right.
But since that day, I've been feeling paranoid. But I'm not sure why.
From the aspirin?
Yeah.
How much aspirin did you take?
Hold on. That is a lightweight right there.
Yeah, but I don't know why because, like, I take it every day.
Aspirin?
Yeah.
Are you doing speed?
Huh?
Are you doing any speed?
Excuse me?
Are you doing any speed?
No, I'm not.
Are you doing any pot?
No.
No other drugs?
No other drugs.
All right.
You're taking aspirin every day?
Yeah, like daily I'm taking like 6 because of my migraines.
What do you mean your migraines?
My head starts hurting very, like to the point where I drop to the floor.
Okay, why don't you have those evaluated?
I have, but they never told me anything.
Where did you have those evaluated?
Huh?
Where did you have those evaluated?
I'm not sure, because, like, I can't remember right now, like, what's the name of the hospital?
L.A. County?
No.
Okay. All right, well, listen, first and foremost, you need to see...
Drew, keep naming hospitals until he...
All right, first
Mayo Clinic?
First and foremost, I just want to make sure it was a hospital, not some sort of... You know, funky, whatever.
No, it's a hospital, but I'm not sure. It's like somewhere in the valley.
Kaiser?
Huh?
Did you have Kaiser?
I think that's it.
Did you have to wait in line for a long time?
No, you don't have to wait in line for a long time.
Oh, well, it wasn't a county place.
Oh.
It was over there in Panorama City, maybe?
Something like that.
All right, look, Alex, make sure this isn't a medical problem, and if it isn't, then get that treated. I wonder if the headache and the paranoia are all part of a more global psychiatric syndrome you're getting.
Well, here's the thing, Alex.
Not the aspirin.
They have specific medication for migraines, yeah, especially if you're dropping to the floor.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and get that. Because aspirin's not going to put a dent in anything. Is it, Drew?
No.
That never makes you feel better, does it?
Well, minor headaches.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, joint problems. I still think that aspirin's a scam.
Frank's back.
Frank.
Hey.
So where were you calling from there, Frank?
I was calling from my dorm.
Your dorm?
Yes.
What was that noise that caused you to hang up?
I don't know. I went down to reach into my pocket and my phone clicked off. I was on my cell phone.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what dorm are you in Los Angeles?
The River Reach ones.
What college?
The what?
What college?
The what?
Do you go to college?
Yes.
What college?
Santa Monica College.
Holy Christ. They have dorms over there?
No. I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, this is a bizarre discussion.
Right, hang on a second, Frank. I can emotionally regroup. Didn't he say...
Yes, yes, he's in his dorm.
Okay.
And you said, I live in dorms? No, I live in Los Angeles.
So Frank's a little nutty, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll get back with Nutty Frank after this.
Oh, yes! Loveline, we'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
What's up? This is Aaron from Stain, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
That is so true. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
At least it's how much we hate American Airlines.
Drew and I were having a nice conversation about how much we hate American Airlines.
Well, the ticket, the check-in people.
Yes.
The people at the gate.
Yeah.
Nazis.
Yeah, they are. Once you get on the plane, everything's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're sheep until you get on that plane.
No, sheep were treated much more humanely.
Treated better.
Yeah.
What's an animal that's not treated that well? Goat? Pig?
Slug.
All right, let's see if we can get to the bottom of Frank over here, who's 21 and calling from his dorm that doesn't exist. Frank?
Yeah.
You're having trouble with your girlfriend.
I don't know if it's personal or if it's the physical or not. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we were saying maybe you're not that into her. Could that be a possibility?
I don't think so. I really, you know, it doesn't seem like that. But
okay. Well, let's talk about you then.
Okay.
You sound a little
anxious.
Nuts.
Yeah,
a little
anxious.
Anyway. Maybe a little depressed.
I don't... I think it's just with everything. I don't like my job.
That's what okay. That's
all
what
right.
We're saying.
All right.
You don't sound happy.
No, I'm not happy. I mean, I come home from work pissed off all the time.
Right.
I can't go with my wife. I can't do anything with her. I have to get in the shower to flog the dolphin, and now I can't even shoot streams anymore with her.
It's your fault, Adam.
I think there's a bogus call.
Well,
here,
no, what I don't understand
that's
is
what I
why
no,
is it,
no,
why,
I
is,
don't.
Why is it that, you know, when I was 16, I could shoot holes through the wall with the stream I had going, and now I can't even do nothing.
You talking about urinating?
No, I think he's talking about semen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you actually put holes in the wall? Because that's impressive.
Huh?
No. And now nothing comes out of your penis, or it doesn't come out?
No, it does. It's just not the load that normally.
I see. Okay. Has anyone ever suggested you get on some kind of medication? You know, for your head?
No.
No. Have you ever talked to a therapist or a psychologist?
No.
What about that? You sound a little crazy. Do people think you're crazy?
No.
Are you sure? Everyone listening does.
I'm not crazy. I'm just not really focused on myself a lot. I mean, you know, with myself, and I don't feel like I'm straight, you know. And sometimes I return to, you know, a little bit of drugs, but that's about it, just to feel my, you know, calm myself down. But that's about it.
What drugs are we talking about?
Just, you know, a little bit of, you know, wacky tobacco, and that's about it.
Pot, you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I believe Frank. I really don't. I really think he's putting this on.
I believe him because he's freaking me out a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, hair in the back of your neck,
right,
standing
exactly,
up?
Exactly.
If you had hair in the back of
if
your neck,
I had
because
any
you're
hair.
Not a man?
I was calling for some help, but that's fine. You know,
The hostility is real, I think.
Yeah, but I think it's maybe BS hostility.
No, I think it's real.
Really?
It's real.
Hey, Frank, what do you do for a living?
I go to school, and that's it.
Oh, I thought you said you come home from your job.
Well, I have an internship, and that's about it.
Where do you intern?
Over at Cross Country.
Ah. I have no idea what that is. And is that far away from where you live?
It's about a 20-minute drive.
All right. You think it'd be further with a name like Cross Country. And what do you want to be when you graduate?
I'm studying accounting right now.
Okay. He's one of these guys, Frank's one of these guys, kind of angry, kind of an a-hole, who'll never give you an answer. Like, if you go, what do you want to be? He'll tell you what he's studying,
no,
but he'll never
you.
Say
I
an accountant.
Accountant. I
no, you
be
didn't
an accountant.
Say we want to be an accountant.
Well, what do you want to be?
Screw you, you jackass. Now, listen, you got to get some therapy.
No, I don't need therapy. I'm fine.
No, you're not. You're miserable.
Fine.
You're miserable.
Just because my penis won't enlarge?
Oh, now he's bogus.
Yeah, do you see?
Yeah,
I told
you're
you.
Right. You're right.
I told you.
You're right.
All right, Frank. Come on now, buddy. Just admit there's a bogus call.
No.
Come on, buddy.
No.
Come on.
Why would I be lying about that?
Because you keep saying different things, and you're kind of tangential, and you're
well,
talking
just
about...
I don't like to give the factual information out. It doesn't mean that I'm not being true.
Well, if you're being accurate... you know, going back down the path of dealing with that anger and dealing with the depression and dealing with the desperation and having a proper psychiatric evaluation. Because if what Adam is talking about, which is you sort of being so tangential that your thought processes are actually that tangential, that needs to be looked into.
Yeah. No, I think that was scary bogus. I think that was an actual scary, angry guy who was also doing kind of a bogus call.
I see.
So that's why you were getting your scary
feeling.
Vibe, and I was getting the bogus vibe.
Yeah.
Mario?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, this girl, my girlfriend, I'm sponsored by Schwinn and everything, and I'm always up in Las Vegas racing.
You're racing BMX?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And she always wants me to quit because I never spend enough time with her. And I don't know what to do, you know, because I like racing a lot, and I get paid pretty good.
Yeah, what do you get paid?
Huh?
What do you get paid?
I get paid about, I don't know, it depends. If I take first, I'll get paid about $1,000.
Oh, my God.
And if I take second, I'll get paid about $500, and if I take third, I'll get paid about...
$250?
$250.
Yeah. And if you take fourth, you get 125?
No, I don't.
Oh, how
that.
Silly.
All right,
come on, Adam.
I don't know. Hey, you race BMX. You race pro?
Yeah.
All right.
At
wow, 15. That's quite an accomplishment at 15.
You still go to school?
Yeah.
Drop out of school. You don't need
No,
I'm not going to do that, man.
Yeah, you're going to race BMX till you're 60.
Well, whatever. He's not going to, you know, he does a smoke weed and hang out. He's not gonna
I don't do that.
All right, with the S word there, retardo. So his girlfriend doesn't like it. He's calling from Colorado. She doesn't like him going to Vegas and doing his races. That's his life.
Yeah,
what are you
going to
do?
That's
boring.
Yeah. But that's he's going to learn to deal with that in relationships from now on.
Well, I bet he could make her feel good about it.
At 15, 16, she's going to freak out every time he goes away. Think about a male if the girl was going away. At 17, you know? It's tough at that age.
Joe?
Yes.
You're 32?
Yes, correct.
What's up?
Okay, question I have is, if I have, say an individual has a girlfriend,
right?
Just an individual named Joe, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just, yeah. Just...
Suspects, she rates highly in the nymphomaniac area, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't, not that I know of, I don't think she's been diagnosed as one, but believe me what I tell you, all right? She has all of the characteristics, and anybody can make a educated guess that she is a nymphomaniac, okay?
All right, well, there's no such thing as nymphomaniac.
Let him go ahead. Right.
Okay, but anyway, saying the individual's been in a relationship with her, but now something has come about where the male has to leave for a couple or a few months, okay, and has been gone. Can she be trusted? Saying that she is a true nymphomaniac, does she have control of it?
Joe, we first have to establish what you're dealing with here. There's no such thing as a nymphomaniac. What are you dealing with here? What is her deal?
A woman who extremely loves sex.
Mm-hmm.
I get hit it 7 days a week. And let me tell you, and I'll tell you this. She's like 36 years old. And generally, from what the experience that I've had with women at that age, you know, they're a little drier at that age. You start slowing down a little.
Sure.
This girl like here, wetter than forget about it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Joe, all enthusiastic right? about the gusto with your approaches as a young lady.
Joe.
I'm
all right, listen, quiet down. Hold on.
Okay.
What is... One okay, are you guys married or are you boyfriend?
No, we've just been in a relationship now for some time.
How long?
And sex has been...
How long?
Oh, shoot. Let's see. It's October will be a year.
And how many times a day are we talking about here?
Oh, man. Each time, I mean, we didn't live together, but each time I would get over there, easily four or five, easily average four times a week. Okay. And I mean...
Four times a week?
Yeah, yes.
Not four times a day.
Wait a minute. Four times a week, but when I would go over there, it would be for a couple hours. It wouldn't be just a wham, bam, boom, thank you, ma'am. It'd be, you know, going into two and three,
Joe, what is your nationality? Are you Creole? Do you host a fishing
mulatto.
Show?
Mulatto.
Wow, you got something going on. You eat a lot of crawdad? Something's up with you.
But Joe,
wait, what's up?
Joe, listen.
Well, I'm healthy. I'm healthy.
All right. Hey, listen.
Who knows? I may have a little nympho in me myself.
Yeah, Joe, relax.
I'm guessing, yeah.
We just got to figure out whether she's sexual compulsive or she's sexual addict. Or
how long
normal.
Are you going out of town for?
It's been coming up on 3 months. And the thing is...
What? Are you going to jail or what's going on?
No. Great opportunity out of state from where I was at with her.
Okay.
You see, and it's something that I have to just look at to for a more promising future.
I see. All right. I understand. Yeah. Look, if you guys are having a good relationship,
it'll
she
work.
Likes sex.
Yeah. So what?
She probably just likes it with you.
Yeah. She doesn't sound like a sex addict. And really, the people you have to worry about are the sexual addicts because they will do stuff in spite of the consequence on the relationships, and she does not sound like that.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it full moon night tonight? What the hell is going on here?
I don't know, but I was just sitting here looking at the clock, and I was thinking, you know, if it wasn't after 11:30 and it wasn't a Thursday, I would quit.
Right now.
If it was Wednesday, I would seriously consider quitting. I was just sitting here thinking about all the jack-offs and crackpots we've been talking to over the last hour and a half and getting almost nothing done. Can't really seem to have a conversation with most of the people who are calling this show tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell? Damien. Yeah. And Tara.
Tara.
It is now Tara because she told me it is spelled T-A-R-A, which is now Tara. You made your Tara bed. You will sleep in your Tara bed. There's no goddamn way in hell I'm calling you Tara when you now spell your name as Tara. This is a combative nature of which you need to be broken. So you will be called Tara. Now, you two need to get some people who speak some form of English and who are of this planet on this phone. Do you hear me, you two? Or so help me Christ, I'll urinate.
Right here.
No, I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
All right, we'll be back.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Yeah! Hey, doggy. I tell you right now, he's rocking a little bit there, Dr. Drew. And he is hot, hot, hot. Fresh from his appearance. Oh, but I got to tell this boy's got talent. But let's get the phone numbers out. 1-800-5-1-6-7. And the live number 7-7. Girl, hey, my good partner there, Dr. Drew. He's rocking. Let's check time real fast. Oh, yeah. It's 11:43:40. That is 16 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up the witching hour. And you smack dab in the middle. Fastest 14 minutes of radio is hot. The phone, speak to John. John is 26. John, come to me, brother. What's your problem?
Hey, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
Hey, woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, John Bourne, go all of it. Hold on, John, let me check time real fast. It's 11:44, straight up, 16 minutes away from the top of the hour. What's your problem there, brother?
Well, about a year ago, I met this girl and we became really good friends.
Yeah.
And I had a girlfriend at the time.
But you became, were you sort of attracted, were you kind of attracted to her?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Was she attracted to you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it seemed that way. But she said that she didn't want to have anything to do with me because I had a girlfriend.
That's right.
I was cool with that.
Yeah, well,
hey, did you hit a little something when you went to the bathroom?
I love it,
bro. You're so confused.
That is some funny stuff. Go ahead, everybody.
So anyway, I broke up with my girlfriend in the meantime. She got a boyfriend.
It's good for the gander, I tell you that. Yeah.
After she got a boyfriend, then all of a sudden she became interested in me.
Uh-oh.
And we'd hang out. We were best friends. We became really good friends, and we were inseparable. Talked on the phone for a couple hours.
Hold on a second, John. You're right. I got to check the time. It's 11:45 straight up. That is 15 minutes away from the top of the hour, straight up. The wind yards back down the middle of the line around me. Strike a look at it. Drew, hot, past 15 minutes away.
So you hooked up with her. She had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She had a boyfriend. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. It just started getting weird because she got really aggressive towards me.
I mean sexually?
Yeah.
And so what happened?
Well, I said something about it to her, you know, because I thought we were good enough friends. I ought to be able to say something to her, and it kind of bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
And she just bailed on me.
Yeah.
I told her that it wasn't right, and she needed to make up her mind. If she just wanted to be friends, that was fine with me. But if she wanted to be more, she had to get rid of her boyfriend.
Yeah. What'd you do there, Johnny?
I haven't spoken to her since.
No, all right. Well, how long ago was that there, Brad?
Yeah, it was about 3 weeks ago.
Well, then that thing's the game was done.
Yeah,
but
maybe she will.
But this is true. You have a game with him. This is a girlfriend. You dumped the guy, but it was 3 weeks ago. And the proof's in the pudding. It's in the pudding. You know, he was in the pudding earlier, but he got out of the pudding. Now the proof's in the pudding. I tell you what. I tell you, I love this show. I love it real fast. Fast growing out. I love this show. North America. It's a light around. Let's check time real fast. Hold on a second. It's 11:46 and 30 seconds. That is 12 minutes and 30 seconds away from the time.
She will. She made her choice, and when she breaks up with him, maybe she'll.
That's right. I'm saying the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you got to wake up and smell the coffee. If she made her bed, it's her time to sleep in it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Heather.
Yes.
Yeah, they're 25. They're smack dab in the middle of the night. They got a part over there. Dr. Drew is having it.
Heather.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
Okay, well, first of all, I got to say that I love your guys' show.
Yeah.
I listen to it every night.
Thank you, baby.
And, you guys do have the world's dumbest callers.
Yeah, we do. And you may be the end of the collection.
What's going on?
Okay.
Okay.
My question is...
Yeah, there you go. Hey, go ahead, man.
I have this little piece of skin that covers my clit,
right. Uh-huh.
Except for the very top of it.
That's the hood.
That's called your underpants, baby.
That's the hood.
That's the hood. Uh-huh.
No, and so it makes it really hard for me and my girlfriend to have sex.
Why?
Lesbian.
Why?
Lesbian, baby.
Why?
Yeah, lesbian.
You're lesbian.
Lesbian. Hey, you play for the bing ding, baby.
Why do you think that makes it difficult?
It makes it difficult because she can't go down on me because it covers the whole thing. And so the only way for her to get me off is to, like, use her fingers.
That is a bit of finger on it.
Why didn't she lift the hood?
It's not the hood.
It's like a
skin that goes from one side all the way across to the other side.
Yeah, I was covering the thing up again.
I don't know if there's a way to get it cut off or what.
Hold on, you're right. I checked the time real fast. It's 11:48 and 15 seconds. That's 11 minutes and 45 seconds. Away from the top of the hour. James, not to have the middle line around his truck. Look at that. So, well, this has got a cover on it. Clearly, you can't get to it there, man. What are you going to do? Maybe it's some kind of surgical procedure. Get rid of everything.
I don't
know.
Huh?
Well, that sounds like it. Heather, can you get to Herculid, okay?
Yeah,
fine, that no problem. Fine, then you're sleep drunk, right, baby? Keep that on your pillow at night. Oh, yeah, you know what I can do. But is Herculid much different than Herculid? I mean, you think maybe you got to get some kind of surgical procedure or something?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Uh-huh. I mean,
I wish I could visualize more clearly what you're talking
about.
You
got yourself a gynecologist as a crutch doctor.
I've gone into the doctor before, and they've never said anything about it.
Yeah, why don't you ask them? See what they got to say. And do they have gynecologists who, you know, specialize in lesbos? They got those? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think there's money in that. Yeah, Heather, I think you got to talk to him because this sounds like a physiological problem.
Well, but I understand why.
I can find your clit, though. I'll tell you what. I use that divining rod of a tongue of mine. I home right in on that, babe. I give you the carpet bombing technique. Pow. Take out the whole village. You know what I'm saying? That right? I'll bring you right back to the man's side.
It's hard to imagine what would be there to prevent any sort of stimulation.
Yeah, we couldn't.
No, it doesn't prevent it. She can reach it, but that's all she can do is reach the very sensitive spot. So it's like after a minute or two, I'm done.
Yeah,
no, she's doing something wrong.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Is she taking the tobacco out of her mouth before she goes down there? I know those lesbians. They like to chew.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's money stuff. Let's check the time real fast. 11:50 straight up, 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. I mean, he's rocking all a good part over there. Fresh off his triumphant appearance on the Oprah room. Very funny, man. I'm on the couch. For the 45 minutes. Dan, you're 17th, bud. What's going on now, brother?
Nothing much.
Smoke a little weed, do you, Dan?
Yeah.
I got that from you there, bud. You can't fool H-Rack Cole. What's your question?
Well, the thing is, whenever I take LSD, I can't get an erection.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that's something to do physically with me or, mentally.
LSD profoundly alters the effect, the normal chemistry of your brain.
Yeah, yes, it kills the pegaroo. Well, what do you need it for when you're high as a cat? You chase around some big imaginary butterfly. What do you need that Johnson ears for?
that's true, but...
Yeah, you ain't doing nothing to nobody.
Well, the time that it happens, I hang out with girls and things come up, but...
Yeah, have some sex. I couldn't. I'll tell you, Ace Rockola, he was high on mushrooms, had sex one time, I'll tell you.
You did?
Yeah, each time the penis went in the vagina, I thought I'd lost it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Freaked Ace's ass out. No more of that. You know what I'm saying? The peckaroo stays dry now when he's high. When I'm high, peckaroo stays dry. That's my motto.
When the ace is dry?
When ace is high, peckaroo stays dry. Yeah. Let's check the time real fast. 11:52 straight up. That is 6 minutes, 8 minutes, rather than away from the top of the hour. Straight up. The ace hour. Ace rock, a little barn and Don Drew.
Ace rock.
Jesse?
Yes.
Yeah, 37 was up there, buddy.
If you'd lose the accent, I'd like
to. Hey, buddy, you're going to shoot some attitude over here. Yeah. I take my magic wand and you will be gone, my friend. Stephanie? Stephanie is a truck owner. Oh, I get her bob up
line five on
put line five there. There you go. Now she gone there, Drew. I'll try another call. Line five. Oh, hung up on her.
Are you there?
Hey, Stephanie, what's happening there, girl? No, she hung up on us.
Bitch.
Yeah, who do you want to talk to there, buddy? About? Maybe line one over there, Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny, you're 17. What's up there, brother?
Hey, Adam, I think you're the funniest mother whatever. Yeah, you are the funniest.
Woo!
Right now.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, thank you. You high, brother?
No, I'm not high, but...
All right, what's your question real fast, Adam? We're running out of time.
All right, my girlfriend's 15. I'm 17. I'm going to be 18 next week.
Uh-huh.
And we already had sex, and and I'm wondering if what's going to be the consequence because I'm going to be 18, I mean, legally?
I believe in California you can be within 3 years of the age of the...
Yeah, that's good.
Female partner.
And like I said, your grandson infield trying to play ball.
So you guys are about
wrong with that.
You guys are about 2.5 years apart, right?
Yeah, that's nice.
Twinkie hole, baby.
Woo!
Right, Johnny.
All right. So that's cool. All right.
Hey, Johnny, you love her. You love her, brother. You love her. You better love her. You're having sex with her, baby. Yeah?
Kind of.
Don't you break her heart. You break her hymen and her heart, you'll never get over it. You hear me? All right, you take care of yourself there, pod. We got to take ourselves a little break. We'll take a quick time out. We're going to be right back with more of the program after this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Well, there you have it. The end of another fabulous Loveline week. I would like to thank phone screener Damien for doing what was a good job up until this evening. I'd like to thank Tara.
Oh!
Tara's lucky. I'm very tired tonight. Yeah. I don't have time to really examine the spelling of her name and the pronunciation. I want to thank Tara for doing a great job, except for tonight on the phones. I want to thank producer Ann, who... Where's producer? Oh, there she is. For doing a wonderful job of booking the show and producing the show and putting her feminine stink on the show all week.
Producers are vastly overrated.
Would not be possible without her. And, of course, the master of the drop, the, trying to think of the Peter Pan of the potentiometer. Except for his 240 pounds. Engineer Anderson, everybody. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
A lot is doggy style and
ooh.
Anal.
And what?
Anal?
And anal.
Wow.
I love anal. And I don't know if it's because I'm big or what, but that's...
Maybe they're not making it to the hole.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.